الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، نتابع درسنا في القراءة والتعليق على كتاب منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في نقد الرجال والكتب والطوائف. We'll continue our درس in reading and commenting on the book The Methodology of the People of Sunnah and Jama'ah and criticizing individuals, books and sects. وقد مر معنا كلام الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى في الدرس الماضي حول استدلال بعض الناس بقول الله تعالى ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما. وزعم بعض الناس أن هذه الآية في الموازنات، أي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لم يذكر ما عند بعض أهل الكتاب من الظلم ومن الأخذ ومن يعني أخذ أموال الناس بالباطل، إلا أن ذكر أن بعضهم ليس عنده هذه الصفة. So يا إخوة، in this some people, we've mentioned in our last class that some people claim and make use of the verse as their proof, the verse that talks about the people of the book, that some of them, if you trust them with lots of wealth, they return it, and some of them are those whom if you trust them with very little, they do not return it. They do not give back. So they make use of... تفضل. الصفحة 46. So they make use of this ayah, and they claim that they have an evidence in this ayah, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to mention that some of the people of the book are untrustworthy, that from the balancing and from justice is that he mentions that some of them are not like that and some of them are trustworthy. وذكر الشيخ ان هذا القول لم يقله احد من الصحابه ولا من التابعين ولم يعرف عن احد من ائمه التفسير. First of all, يا اخوه، الشيخ mentioned, حفظه الله, mentioned that first and foremost none of the companions, nor their followers, nor any of the scholars of tafsir use this verse as an evidence that when you mention someone, when you criticize someone, that you must mention their good qualities. Or that you must mention that some of them might not be like this. So, first of all, this is very important, that this was not the way of the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, and therefore it is not our way. قال الشيخ حفظه الله قال في الكتاب والسنة نصوص كثيرة تطلق ذم اليهود والنصارى. الشيخ حفظه الله said in the book and the sunnah there are many texts, meaning verses and hadith, that criticize the Jews and the Christians. وليس فيها هذه الموازنات, and it does not include this balancing that they claim that it is a must. مثل قول الله تعالى في بني إسرائيل ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. He said, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in regards to the children of Israel, what means, and do not cover the truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while you know. وكذلكم قال الله تعالى أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. فهذه آيات يذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى فيها بني إسرائيل وما عندهم من المخالفات وذم الله سبحانه وتعالى بني إسرائيل في هذه الآيات ولم يذكر أن بعضهم ليس عنده هذه الصفات ولم يذكر أن عندهم بعض الصفات الجيدة والحسنة. So those are, يا إخوة, verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized some of the people of the book and never mentioned that some of them might not have this attribute or those qualities, those bad qualities. Nor did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that although they have those qualities, but they have some good qualities in them. This was not the case. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what means? Will you order the people to have piety and not implement it yourselves, while you recite the book, the Torah? Have you then no sense? قال فإن قال الشيخ حفظه الله فإن تقرير هذا المبدأ فإن تقرير هذا المبدأ المحدث والأخذ به سيفتح أو الأخذ به سيفتح الباب لليهود والنصارى والشيوعيين والعلمانيين على مصراعيه للطعن في الله وفي رسوله وفي كتابه وسنة نبيه وفي علماء المسلمين في كل ما كتبوه ودونوه فيما يتعلق بنقد الفرق. وهذا حق يا أخوة. كم كتب بل في كتاب الله وفي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رد عليكم السلام ورحمة الله رد وبيان لأباطيل أهل الكتاب ولأباطيل الكفار وليس فيها ذكر لحسناتهم. فإن قلنا أن من العدل أننا إذا انتقدنا شخصا أن نذكر أن عنده حسنات فإننا نقول وخلاصة الكلام ويصل الكلام إلى قولنا والعياذ بالله أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لم يعدل في حق أهل الكتاب، وهذا لا شك أنه باطل. والله سبحانه وتعالى هو العدل، وما بينه مما عند الكفار من الأباطيل وفيما ذم فيه الله سبحانه وتعالى الكفار في كل هذه الآيات، الله سبحانه وتعالى هو العدل. ولا ينبغي ولا يصح ولا يجوز أن يزعم زاعم أن في هذا المنهج شيء من الظلم، بل قائل هذا الكلام يكفر. وطبعا كما سنأتي إلى قول الشيخ حفظه الله، قال إن هؤلاء لا يدركون نتائج القول بهذا المبدأ أو الميزان الطائش. فالشيخ يعني حفظه الله برر لهم أنهم لأنهم يجهلون ما يصل إليه كلامهم من الأباطيل. So, يا أخوة، الشيخ حفظه الله said that claiming that if we want to be just, then we must mention the good qualities along with the bad qualities, then eventually we will open the door very wide for the disbelievers, for the kuffar, for the Jews and the Christians, for the communists, for the atheists. This will open the door for them to come and say, you are unjust. You are only mentioning our bad qualities. You are not mentioning our good qualities. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he said, of course, those who make this claim that this is unjust to only mention the bad qualities, they do not know the end result of their statement. From the end results, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. From the end results of their statements is that the kuffar will come and take some of the verses by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized the kuffar, and they will say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only criticized the kuffar in those verses and did not praise their good qualities, and therefore Allah is not just. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. This is from the end results of the statement that when you criticize, you must mention the good qualities. ثم ذكر أمثلة. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعنة الله على اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجدا. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها يحذر ما صنعوا ولولا ذلك لأبرز قبره. For example, يا إخوة، the author رحمه الله mentioned, he said the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may the curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians, for they took the graves of their prophets as places of worship. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, what means? He was warning against doing what they did, meaning taking his grave as a place of worship. She said, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, had he not said so, the people would have taken his grave as a place of worship. هنا يا إخوة، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انتقد اليهود والنصارى. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم criticized the Jews and the Christians. He said, لعنة الله على اليهود والنصارى. May the curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians. اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجدا. They took the places of worship, they took the graves of their prophets as places of worship. فأين الموازنات؟ أين ذكر الحسنات في هذا الحديث؟ Where is the mentioning of good qualities in this hadith, يا أخوة? Where is it? How come we don't find it? Based on their claim, when we mention, when we criticize, we must mention the good qualities. Where are the good qualities? They are not mentioned. وكذلكم يا إخوة نقرأ هذا الحديث ونختم به. قال وقال البخاري حدثنا وذكر السند قال سمعت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول قاتل الله فلانا ألم يعلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن اليهود والنصارى حرمت عليهم الشحوم فجملوها فباعوها. The author حفظه الله, he mentioned another example where Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, may Allah curse so and so. And he named an individual. And he said, does he not know that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah curse the Jews, they took, Allah prohibited for them the fats of the animals. So they dried the fat, and they sold it. لا أدري كيف ترجمها. نعم. Beautified it. الله أعلم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. المترجم ترجمها يعني قال they beautified it. Anyways, so Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited the fat of the animals for the Jews, and then they basically played a trick and they sold it. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah curse the Jews for they did so and such and such. Where's the mentioning of good qualities, ya akhwa? Where are those who say whenever we criticize someone, we must mention their good qualities? We must mention this individual. Yes, perhaps he has called to an innovation, but look how many people accepted Islam on his hand. Look how many people became righteous and became better because of listening to him. This is what they claim, ya akhwa. But this is not the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he criticized individuals, and we've mentioned that he criticized even some of the companions for certain things they've done. He criticized certain companions. But then, of course, they are excused. Or they are the best of people after the prophets and the messengers. But the Messenger ﷺ criticized and spoke with harsh words with some of the companions. May Allah be pleased with them. ونقف هنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.